is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Today we're talking about education. We're talking about giving control to the students so that classroom performance can be elevated where it should be. Dr. Cleet Bulock's with us, and former superintendent. He's a professor in the college environment. Dr. Bulock, you know, you talk about giving control, and what I found is if you give control and authority and responsibility to students, they rise to a much higher level of performance in the classroom. And you're absolutely right. They work with each other, and if they see one of the other students slipping a little bit, they will run to the rescue of that student to help that student. They don't want the classroom as a whole to suffer. So they help each other, and it builds strong bonds. Just like when you're talking about, you know, the ball team, when you're talking about the band, the guys are all in it together in the classroom. When they're led with proper motivation, and you give them the authority and the responsibility and the control that they really desperately want but don't know how to ask for.
That's very true, because what you've done, and what I have created in the culture and climate and the book is you're meeting the five basic needs of the kids and the five basic needs of the teachers. And when those needs are met, you have someone who is motivated. You've created a cooperative environment, where people learn to serve each other's needs. And what we graduate today, in many cases, are students who are self-serving. They have a "what's in it for me" mentality.
Yes.
It's me, I, as opposed to we and us. We don't turn out good citizens because they have not practiced good citizenship. If you create this culture and environment where kids help each other, then for 12 years they get to practice helping each other as good citizens do. In most countries, most cities around the United States, people work together just like they do in the environment where I am right here. We have a lot of people who work together to get things done. And they don't create that environment in most classrooms, though. So you got to create that environment, and you do it by giving kids control. Now, any teachers listening out there, I'm sure you've done this. You've gone to the kid and said, "Guys, I don't feel very good today. I've got a cold. How about helping me out?" And don't you know, when the teacher asks for help, the kids jump right to it. I did that many years ago, not knowing that I was giving control to the students when I said that, but I gave control to the students. "Help me out, guys," and they did. And when I felt better, I took control back. But the environment that you created and the environment that I want to create in the book that I've written is give control to the students without giving it up. So the two of the reasons for low test scores have been met. You have met the five basic needs of the kids. That's one of the reasons test scores are low. Their needs are not being met. Number two, you have stopped. You've created this environment where kids control each other. So time lost by teachers having to stop and correct kids has now reduced. Here's the third reason for low test scores. The culture and climate in most schools is negative. And in about 25% of the schools, it's toxic. In 25% of the schools, there is a good culture and climate. Those are your high-performing schools. The Atlanta Journal and Constitution today gave the report card of the schools that are high performing. And in DeKalb County, which has well over 100 schools, guess what? There are three schools that are high performing. They identified three schools in every county around the Atlanta area. And these counties are huge with over 100 schools. You know, why is it there are only three? It's because the culture and climate. If the federal government were to focus on improving culture and climate in schools instead of giving out this Common Core, the Common Core is ridiculous. The Common Core requires schools all across the United States to have a Common Core. Well, the Common Core in Alaska versus Hawaii versus California versus Florida versus Texas versus Georgia, the needs in Georgia are far different than the needs in Alaska. When the feds try to control what happens in all the schools in the United States, they shoot themselves in the foot. Because the resistance to the Common Core is going on all across the United States. Teachers do not like being told what they have to teach. They know what their kids need. They should be able to teach what the kids need in their classroom. They should be able to teach the way they are comfortable teaching, because when you were a hands-on, project-oriented teacher, were you not, Vince?
Oh, absolutely, I was, yes.
Okay. Well, not every teacher is a hands-on, project-oriented teacher. They don't have the resources to set up a computer classroom where they create computers. They don't have the finances to take kids to a restaurant. But every teacher should have some control over how they teach and what they teach. And it is unfortunate that my son is a teacher in the Atlanta area, and the tests that he has to give to the kids are created by central office. They're not his tests. So he has to teach to the test. That's
absolutely
ridiculous. Control,
and he gets
control,
measured by,
control.
It's, and he gets measured by the outcome of the tests.
That is crazy. So the culture and climate in that school is very poor. The culture and climate in most schools is poor. So if the feds were to dictate, were to say, we are going to focus on culture and climate this year, and we are going to allow the schools to measure how they're going to measure culture and climate. Now, the culture and climate survey on my website is free. Anybody can get on my website, and Vince, you might want to mention that website somewhere down
sure.
on
here's,
our next
here's
podcast.
What I've done. Class.
That survey is free. Now, here's
hold
the
on
fourth
one second.
Reason for low test scores. It's the way power is used to control. When you control someone, you have to use a form of power. When you give control to somebody, you use a form of power. When you went to the kids and say, I'm going to let you decide how you're going to be measured, you gave them information. You put up on the board, final exam, midterm, project, and you put all those things up there. That was information, right, Vince?
Yes, it was.
Okay. With that information, you gave them control. You say, here are the things we can use to measure you. Which ones do you want to pick? And they looked at the information. And they decided which ones, they didn't have to choose any of those, but they did. You gave them control with information, and they chose it. Okay, here's another way that you can, I call that a freeing form of power. Information is a freeing form of power. People hear the information, see it, and they choose. Here's a second freeing form of power. Your personality. Did kids like you, Vince?
Well, actually, they really did.
Okay.
And
they
I just
liked
say,
me as well. I was a teacher that kids liked. So when I asked someone who likes me to do something, they tended to do it. Because why?
Sure.
Because they liked me. They wanted me to like them. So when you are, I call this personality power. When you're a person that people like, normally you can get things, you can get them to do what you want just by asking them. You don't make them do it. You ask them to do it. Here's is a third form of freeing power, expertise. Now, Vince, you had a lot of expertise as a teacher. You knew how to create computers, how to build them. So you used that expertise to demonstrate to them how to do it, did you not?
I did, and I found that leading by example was really, really powerful. So
okay.
If the students saw me do something that, you know, really was menial, they'd say, well, geez, if he's willing to do it, we can certainly do it.
Okay, so you've got three freeing forms of power: information, expertise, and personality. Teachers, day in and day out, demonstrate how to do things, how to conjugate a sentence, how to solve a math problem, how to do this, how to do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those three forms of power, and I've asked teachers when I do this presentation, which form of power do you use the most? And they always say personality is their most important form of power. Getting kids to like you is very important. Respect you is also very important. Here's a third freeing form of power. And I'm sure you did this, Vince. Did you ever stroke egos in your classroom?
Absolutely.
Ah. Did it work?
Absolutely. Sure.
Broken
you know, you praise the great behavior. I would literally stop the class. You know, I'd be mid-sentence and I'd see, oh, let's say a student do something that was, you know, very nice. And I'd say, I just need to stop the class for a second. And I'd say, Sean, I want to thank you. I happened to notice while, you know, I was speaking that you did such and such. And I think that was admirable. I want to thank you. And then I get right back to the class. And
okay.
The students were shocked when I did that.
You stroked egos. Ego
sure.
Power is very powerful. Because when you stroke an ego, it automatically, the kid puffs up, he feels good, you knows you care, and they're happy. Then kids' needs are being met. Ego power is very important. So you, and I'm sure you went to kids and said, you did such a wonderful job with this. How about helping these other kids do that? Did you do that sometime?
You're absolutely right. And when we come back, we'll talk more about that. And I'll tell you about what I found competing with television and some of the techniques that I use. And I'd like to hear your comments on this when we come back. Dr. Cleet Bulock's with us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Amanda Bothold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
No whining, class. That's absolutely right. And if you'd like to get more information about creating a culture for high-performance schools, Dr. Cleet Bulock's book, you can go to usapreparers.com. Class, page one, top post, there is a flyer that you can click on, okay? Number one post, usapreparers.com. And then also in the instructors section on page one of usapreparers.com, under authors, you'll see Cleet Bulock. And you can click on that, and I'll take you right to his website. So that's the easiest, fastest way I can tell you. And it's up there. It'll be permanently there. So at any time later on, if you want to, click on the instructor section of page one at the bottom of the page in the black section where all the instructors are. And you click on Dr. Cleet Bulock. And one of the things I wanted to mention was I found that when I was teaching, I was competing with television. And the reason I say that is television has these 3, 4, 5 second scenes at the most. And it's this scene, and there's another scene, and it's fast motion. And I'm in real time in the classroom. I can't fast forward, you know, for 3 second scenes. I'm in real time. So I adopted very, very early on, probably day number one, I adopted a character. And that character was the Detective Columbo. You remember Columbo? He's
yeah.
always confused. On television. Okay. Well, that was the character that I adopted. So I would ask questions and I would elicit responses from the students, and they would say, you know, I would be Columbo. And even today on the broadcasts, I'm still a little bit Columbo, and I haven't shaken that character. But and we go to meetups, I'm Columbo. So I adopted that character, and the students would say to me, come on, Mr. Finelli, you really know the answer to that. You're just asking to see if we know. And they're absolutely right. So I think we need to, we can't just show up in class without being prepared as a teacher. We need to be prepared. We need to have outstanding lesson plans. We need to have outstanding lessons. We need to, believe it or not, be somewhat entertaining with our personality to have the students like us, and they want to be liked just as well. And if we do all of those things, we're going to have a much better class, in my opinion. Do you agree or disagree?
A good teacher Yeah, I agree absolutely. What all leaders do, and a teacher is a leader, and a parent is a leader. Your listeners are all leaders. What a leader's role is to help those who are under them shine. If the leader's role is to shine, and we're talking about our President Obama, he wants to shine. His role is to shine. He wants to look good. When they did, Bin Laden, who shined in that? He took all credit for it. A good leader helps those under them to shine. You were a teacher. You allowed your students to shine. It wasn't you who was the person.
Well, that was what was.
I've told
it wasn't
my
me. It wasn't about me.
My students this. I said, if your star shines too bright, guess what? People are going to try to put it out. If you help others star to shine, you are going to shine even more. And that's what you did. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to
what happens.
The power. The five forms of power that are freeing. We had information. We had expertise. We had personality. And we had stroke and egos. The most powerful form of freeing power is the negative ego stroke. Done on the right person. That is powerful. Okay. And I'm sure you used it. Vince, did you ever go up to a kid and say, you can try this, but it might be a little too tough for you? Did you ever do that?
No, actually, I've never done that.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of coaches use it. They say, look, you guys are a bunch of wusses. You can never beat that team across town. And they look and they say,
no, I've done only the opposite.
About?
I've only
we
done
can
the
beat their butts. We'll show you.
Yeah.
Negative ego stroke is very powerful done on the right person. So it's got to be careful. And you can read about that in my book, so we won't spend a lot of time on it. The fifth freeing form of power is tremendous, and it's called moral power. What are the rules? What is expected of people? You listeners out there, those of you who are parents, do your kids know what your expectations are regarding the rules in your family? And a lot of times these things are unwritten and the kids don't know them. And that's where the problem comes
from.
Hold
on, we're going into a break. We'll talk about that when we come right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well. Just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Cleet Bulock's with us, and we're talking about education today. And, Cleet, you mentioned Common Core, and I just did a post on the website, USAPrepares.com. In New York State, the Common Core English tests have repeatedly featured brand name products. It's outrageous. They're hyping. It's a new way of hyping to students what they need. iPod, Barbie, Mug Root Beer, Lifesavers, Nike. I mean, since when do brand names get in these tests? So what's happening, class, is corporate America is forcing its way into education. Now, how can this happen? I believe there are bribes and corruption involved to make this happen. Otherwise, names like Barbie and Nike and Mug Root Beer, rather than just plain old root beer, generic root beer, iPod, rather than PC. I mean, come on. So, and that's another problem that we're experiencing. But you're talking about moral power. And let's continue with that, please.
Moral power is what is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is a form of moral power. many cases, moral power handbooks are written in schools on what kids are supposed to do. That's moral power. But unless they know what the expectations are, moral power is not in place. So when we ask kids to set the rules, you're putting moral power in place. They have set the rules. They know what the rules are. It's their rules. Parents out there who are listening, what are your rules? Do your kids know what the rules are? If they do, then moral power is in place. And let me give you an example of moral power, how a parent can give control to their kids without giving it up. Let's assume that the parents who are listening have got a teenager who's going out on a date. And the parent wants to make sure the kid comes home at curfew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the kid's going out the door, and the parent says, what time are you going to be in? Give control. The parent's giving control. What time are you going to be in? And the kid says, what do you mean, what time am I going to be in? And the parent says, well, I just want to know. Give control back. The kid says, oh, I'll be in when I get finished. And the parent says, well, when is curfew? Gives control back. The kid says, it's 1 o'clock. I'll be in by 1 o'clock. So the parent gave control, gave control, gave control until the kid said the right thing. The parent who does not give control but controls the kid says, here's the keys. Now you make sure you're in by 1 o'clock.
Mm.
Controls the kid. Does not give control. You see the difference there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did it. I did it pretty close to what you're talking about.
Parents have to do that. You have to give your kids control. You have to make them make the right decision. And until they make the right decision, you do not give up control. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the five basic needs. The five freeing forms of power: information, personality, expertise, ego, and moral power. Now we move to the controlling forms of power. And here's where the problems come in. If you're a parent, you have position power because you are the parent. If you're a teacher, you have position power because you are the teacher, principal, the leader. Vince, you have position power because you're in charge of this radio program. Okay. So with position power, you get control, you get reward and coercion power. You can reward me by inviting me back on your show if you like what I've done. You can use coercion power by not inviting me back if you don't like what I've done. But position power gives you the right to use those forms of power. There's a fourth form of controlling power, a fourth form. It's called connection power. Okay. Now, the radio station you work for, Vince, as long as they like you, you have position power, right?
That's exactly right.
What if they don't like the way you run your show? Do you lose position power?
Cleet, I don't know if I've told you this, but I've been fired 7 times in 12 months. Not from Genesis Communications Network. As a matter of fact, I have never gotten a complaint. Not one complaint has. And you know, I check with our engineers, and hey, you guys getting any complaints? And you know, nope. So I haven't been fired from Genesis, but I have from other stations, and that's because I've said things that they really didn't like. They, you know, that there's the controlled old media, and I've been on some stations, you know, some terrestrial broadcasting stations, and they're controlled by their advertisers. So when I talk about certain things, when I talk about fluoride and I'd like fluoride out of the water, and I give the name of the city manager and I give out his phone number and tell people to call him and, you know, and fire him, it doesn't set well sometimes. So those kinds of things tend to get me fired.
We get back to connection power. If you have position power, you have to have connection power.
Mm-hmm.
If the person above you, and everyone has someone, let's take President Obama, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He has position power. He's the president of the United States. He has lost connection power with the House of Representatives, right?
Yes, and we the people.
And And he has lost it with the people because his popularity is in the low 40s.
He's the worst president in the galaxy.
Some of his connection power. With that, he has lost position power with the rest of the world because they know that his connection power over here is not that good.
Right.
And connection power is very important because with connection power, you get position power, reward, and coercion power. Now, if a leader uses controlling forms of power, position, reward, and coercion exclusively, they will soon lose position power because remember when I said earlier, the more you control, the more people resist?
Sure.
Eventually, that leader is going to get rejected. They'll last 2 to 3 years. And you can see it in many organizations. The organization is in trouble. So they hire this person who comes in and turns it around using controlling forms of power. And they do turn it around in the short term. But they can't stay long because the people will reject them. So every 2 to 3 years, this type of leader gets rejected by the organization. And they bring in another person who tries, and they'll last 2 to 3. I mean, you look at many principals across, and superintendents across the United States, they last 2 to 3 years. Why?
You're absolutely right. The staying power.
They use controlling forms of power versus freeing forms. If you use the freeing forms of power, if they don't work, then you go back to controlling. But all people like to have some control over what happens to them. It's one of life's five basic needs. And for some reason, many leaders just don't recognize that. So there you have the 9 forms of power. And I'd like to move to parents and the role of parents in schools next. We still got, another session coming up?
We've got
many
another segment.
Are not involved
we're going to go
this.
For about... We'll go for a couple minutes, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back. But, yeah, let's go right on to parents. That's really important.
Parents are involved in many elementary schools, at least some are. And that's important that parents be involved in their schools. Now, when you go to the middle and high schools, most principals do not want parents involved because parents can be a problem. When I asked the teachers in West Virginia, and I interviewed teachers in every school district in the state, what do you like about your schools and what don't you? Many times they said parents. And I said, what don't you like about your schools? And they said parents. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Well, tell me about that. And they says, well, we've got these parents. They will do anything in the world for you. All you got to do is call them and ask them, tell them you need their help, and they're right there. And then you've got this other set of parents, and they could care less what happens to our schools. And there are some parents who think they know more about what should happen in the school than we do. And they're a problem. So you got two kinds of parents. Those who think they know more than the teachers and the administration, and those who flat out do not care. And the teachers say, we've got a lot of parents out there who undo everything we try to do when it comes to teaching good behavior and character traits and stuff like that. There are a lot of parents out there who, as role models, are not good role models. Okay. So how do you get out there and involve parents in the schools in such a way that they become better role models, in such a way that they are involved with what the school is trying to do and they become more supportive, so that when the kids go home, it's the parents who are helping shape the behavior of the kids in a positive way instead of a negative way. And when we come back, I'm going to share how to do that.
Okay. Well, we've got, we're still not at the break, so okay. You want to do it now?
Let's start it now. It's character education. Most states have mandated character education. And they go out and buy these curriculums to teach character. It becomes cognitive. Brain. What is respect? What is courtesy? What is responsibility? And they have all these flashy things they put up on the board and in the hallways about Responsibility Avenue and Courtesy Boulevard and pictures and so forth. And it's cognitive. Well, you don't shape character through the brain. You shape it by them watching it happen. has to happen. It has to be a behavior-oriented program, affective. It has to be an affective thing and not a cognitive thing. They have to see it happening. They have to see it modeled. Well, how do you do that? You don't do it by teaching a curriculum, which is Common Core, again, a curriculum. What happens in a school has to be more than the curriculum. The curriculum is important, but what happens in the culture and climate and between the people in the human relations, that's where it is, not through the curriculum. Okay. There's only one way to change character.
We're going into a break. And we'll be right back. And we're talking about education. Dr. Cleet Bulak, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about character and expectations. And, Cleet, when I was teaching, and we talked about hour number one, that the class decided they wanted to have a democracy in running the class rather than a dictatorship. So I offered the class the opportunity to make a decision. I said, would you like to start with zero and work your way up to 100 in terms of grading? Or would you rather start with 100 and try to, you know, try your best to keep it? And they, you know, they were shocked. They said, really? We got a 100? We got an A right now? Yeah. Yeah, you do. And all I have to do is keep it. And they decided that's what they wanted to do. And then I said, well, how about this? How about, if I see, I observe behavior, spontaneous behavior that I think should be recognized and rewarded, something above and beyond, would it be okay if I just added 2 points to your grade? Would that be okay? And they said, yeah, that'd be great. And I said, okay, so we'll do that. Now, bear in mind that if I see something that I don't think is good behavior, is it okay if I do a -2? And they said, well, okay. So now we had +2 and -2 that was totally at my whim. And the closest I got to correcting the class and stopping the class for bad behavior was there was a piece of paper on the floor, a small piece of paper, a scrap of paper. And I was teaching, and I looked down at the paper, and I got distracted, as Columbo would. You know, he was fixated on that piece of paper on the floor. Now, everybody's looking at me because I stopped mid-sentence, and they're looking at me, look at this piece of paper on the floor. And I look at the student next, standing right next to this piece of paper. And I say, wow, there's a piece of paper on the floor. And he puts his hands up in the surrender position, backs away, goes, I didn't put it there. I said, I know. But you didn't pick it up either. That would be a -2, wouldn't it? That's the only time that happened. There was never a piece of paper on the floor because no one wanted that to happen. Now, unfortunately, that guy got a -2, but it
moral
really...
Power.
Yeah.
You use moral power.
Right, immoral power. And the other thing I'd like to share before the end of this broadcast is I had all my students wear uniforms to class. So class with me was 3 hours every other day. So to come into the classroom, they had to wear a uniform. And I bought them an embroidered shirt. I brought them the first one. And the rest of the uniform was khaki slacks, shoes that matched, a belt that matched the shoes, and no dangling, bangling, you know, jewelry, and no hair that was not normal color. So no green hair, no blue hair, none of that. And they all agreed to that.
Again,
and they told me, that, you know, Mr. Fennelli, you know, we actually do better when we dress like this. When we dress nicely, we're not sloppy, we actually do a better job. That's what they told me. So I just wanted to share that with you. Back to your thoughts.
Well, the thing about the 2 points, and that's the jar of marbles, that's a technique that a lot of teachers can use. It's called the jar of marbles. The teacher has two jars, and one jar is a jar full of marbles. And the teacher says, if I catch you guys doing something good, I'm going to take a marble or two marbles or a handful. marbles, depending on what it is, out of this jar and put it in the other jar. Now, when this jar of marbles is empty and the other jar is full, I'm going to treat you to a pizza or whatever the reward is. It may be we're going to walk down to McDonald's and get an ice cream, and there's an agreement with McDonald's that they will give everybody an ice cream when, the, you know, the jar of marbles. So that's called the jar of marbles, and it's a very effective technique. It gives control to the kids, and there is a reward. When they do what's right, moral power, when they do what's expected, there is a jar, there is a marble taken out of the jar and put in the other jar. If they do something negative, the teacher puts the marble back. That's the same technique, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's called the jar of marbles, and it works. But let's get back to character. Character ed programs are mandated in many states. In Georgia, there are 28 character traits that are mandated to be taught every year. Well,
that
started
seconds.
In 1999, and I evaluated that program. I was the external evaluator on that program. At the end of 4 years, there was less character ed being taught than there was in year two because the teachers and the kids were tired of the same 28 character traits each year. We did that last year. We did that last year, okay?
Yep.
So it was very
effective. We're out of time.
Now, here's one that's effective.
We're out of time. 2 hours. Cleet, we're going to have to do this again and again and again. Dr. Cleet Bulock. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.